It turns out that being an old-time strongman has less to do with bulging muscles and tights than it does with carrying on tradition and achieving the impossible. Chris Scheck is a self-proclaimed introvert, yet he takes on the challenge to overcome his physical and mental limitations into bending seemingly unpliable objects. The new documentary, Bending Steel, is inspiring and a transformative journey of one man's struggle. The film will be shown at this weekend's Film Columbia Festival in Chatham on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Chris Scheck will be giving a performance after the screening, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Chris to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
This film tells your story from the beginning of how you decided to be a strongman. So which came first, your idea to do this or filmmakers coming to you and saying, would you like to do this?
Like sort of the chicken and the egg
yes.
syndrome? Okay. Well, first came the strongman. And it was something that I thought would always be a personal hobby. And I was practicing it in the basement. And by chance, a filmmaker lived in the building. And his dog actually discovered me. And on our second meeting, he decided to sort of consummate or create a small video, which I guess he would use for his portfolio. And through getting to know me, as well as many of the figures in our strongman community, they saw value and they saw the potential for a much greater story, something feature-length film. And so it began as a very small project and soon evolved into something much larger.
You talk in the film about being an introvert, but not having a lot of close relationships, and doing this of becoming a strongman and of bending steel, of being a bit of a relationship, and I'm curious as to your trepidation then of bringing a camera in and sharing that.
It didn't bother me. The gentlemen were very, very professional, and they usually filmed me in atmospheres that were very comfortable. And they were careful, certainly in the infancy, not to pry deeply. And they did it very gradually, sort of like unraveling an onion. And we developed a powerful relationship, a relationship that really was based on trust. And they would hit me with deeper and deeper questions. And like most people, I like talking about myself, introverted or not introverted. And it was a process of self-discovery and turned into a very wholesome experience. And no, I didn't feel like I was in a Petri dish or anything like that. They really respected my privacy and they contained their questions to what they needed to ask so as to be able to produce a good story. And I developed respect for them, and I knew that they wanted to make a complimentary finished product that was very truthful.
Ultimately, your goal was to go to Coney Island, to be the strongman, right?
Well, it was sort of one of my romantic goals. I mean, it's not much of a livelihood in it. It was just a personal interest. And I did do that, and I had a lot of fun doing it. And Coney Island is a special spot, has a special spot in my heart.
And there's some nostalgia with that, too. You talk a lot about Mighty Atom.
Oh, yes. Warren, Lincoln, Travis, many of the greats certainly were down there. And it's empowering knowing that I was indeed performing in nearly the same place that those people were performing.
So what does it take to use your physical strength to be able to bend these objects that shouldn't be bent in most cases?
Narrow that down just a little bit. What does it take to bend steel in general?
What
am I thinking?
Obviously, there's a physicality to it. Of bending,
right?
It. But it as you show in the film, there's a lot more to it than that. When did you reach that point of understanding what it took beyond just strength?
Well, as I mentioned before, or not in this interview, but in previous interviews, I started pushing on steel before I was introduced to the group. And one day something bent, and I was sort of experienced a strange euphoria. And I knew that there was something more to it than just bending the object. And as I grew deeper and deeper into it, and I got better and better at it, I found it almost not only a euphoric experience, but a cleansing experience when you would overcome something that was not supposed to be bent. And there's a tremendous sense of freedom. I felt like I was, every time I accomplished something difficult, I was leaving part of my past or something which hindered me or held me back in the past, and I was able to go forward from there. So it's really like almost a cleansing experience. And as this is a journey, 3 years or so, is I'm still in the infancy of that journey. I'm growing psychologically and emotionally as a person through this game. I don't know if that totally answered your question.
Absolutely. One of the first things that you do in the film is you are introduced to a crowd, and there's a difference, obviously, between doing this by yourself and doing this in front of others and the performance aspect of it. And what you do is you tear a deck of cards in half.
Yes.
And I don't think most of us can imagine doing that.
I have yet to meet somebody not part of the group that could tear a deck of cards. I'm sure there are, but I haven't met them.
So you have a deck in front of you.
I have a deck.
So can you show us how you do that and kind of walk us through how you prepare to do something like that?
Yes, I'd be happy to. In front of an audience, I usually have an unopened deck of cards, and I solicit somebody from the audience, which in this case will be yourself,
all right,
to in fact break the seal and vouch for the truthfulness of those cards.
All right, I will do
that.
They are
indeed plastic and not paper.
Okay.
Now you have to have a quick look.
There's the deck. They are all...
All of them?
Yes.
53, 54.
You got some jokers in there.
That's right. And right? Directions, too, for those of us who don't play cards.
Right.
Okay. I take the cards. I tap them on the table, making sure that they are all together and not being fanned out.
All right.
I grab them much like you would grab a peanut butter jar.
Wow.
And I tear them in half.
Okay. And there you
go. And there we go. We have one deck of cards torn in half, which I will give to Joe here.
Thank you. What do most people do with those when they're done, I wonder?
Believe it or not, many people save them.
Well, yes.
They find them rather unusual, and they save them, and
absolutely.
It makes me very proud.
I now have, I have 104 bookmarks, right?
That, however, is, I believe, has not been the traditional barrier to entry to our group. Usually we use 6-inch spikes.
Okay. And a 6-inch spike is, I mean, to me, they're long
to
nails.
Most people, spikes are just nails.
Yes.
However,
very, very big nails.
However, I use 6-inch spikes that are not quarter inch, they're 7mm. They are made in Canada, and they are cast as opposed to wire. So they are truly very difficult.
And the idea here is to bend this.
To bend it, and I take these small pieces of wrap. As you can tell, we've had a few accidents with the points here.
In the cloth, there are some holes.
In the cloth, I think it's, I just put a little bit on the end. It doesn't give me any mechanical advantage. However, it does save me any potential tetanus problems.
Always good.
Usually.
And it lets you, I assume, get a grip.
Get a grip.
Yes.
And then... I'm usually standing up.
All right.
And the nail bends in half. Crush it.
And you're...
And we're done.
And then
We take off the ends, and we make an effort to put the point and the... make both ends touch or come certainly close, in case Joe can get his fingers in there.
Yeah, okay.
And then we leave it to Joe.
And there you go. So one of the things that I find so surprising is how clean it is. It's as if it was done on purpose. Do you know what I mean?
It's like it was made that way, right?
It does. It's very clean. There doesn't seem to be any stress on it. But obviously, I was watching you of the exertion that it takes, of course, to make that happen.
It's about that particular nail is about 400 pounds.
That is what you are maneuvering.
Yeah, 400 pounds.
And the cards?
I don't know. There's a lot of hand strength, obviously, involved, and wrist strength. And certainly, you cause yourself a lot of trauma until you've torn an awful lot of them. But I couldn't, as far as a measure of torque is concerned, I don't know.
When you were talking about this, you know, this doesn't mean ultimately it's not a profession, it's not a career, but
it will become a profession.
So what do you do with that exactly?
I plan to be a professional performing old-time strongman, almost in the vaudevillian sense.
And you go out and as you show in the film, it's not just, I mean, these are little tinker toys, these spikes.
Yeah, I do primarily steel bars. I favor bar bending and steel scrolling. Well, steel scrolling, for those of you don't know, is I take a 60-inch piece of flat steel and I roll it into coils.
Yeah.
And that's, for me, meditation in motion.
It's a hell of a bar trick.
Yes. And you will find that if you can tear a deck of cards and you go home alone, it's by choice. I don't drink. I drink Shirley Temples.
So what's the next thing? I mean, once you do cards and then you do these spikes and then you're doing these steel bars. I mean, I assume there's always
the logical
something.
Progression.
Yes.
To it. I believe the third thing I started working on anyway, horseshoes. It's a very vaudevillian thing. I mean, you have to sort of have. You got to be able to bend the horse. It's got to be in your back pocket. Everybody wants to see a horseshoe bent.
And you show that in the film.
Oh,
as well. The end result is bending steel. It will be shown at this weekend's Film Columbia Festival, and I assume you like how it turned out.
I'm pleased as punch. They just did a wonderful job of showing a true transformation. They show how, through meeting these people, I just branched out to other areas of life. I discovered new people. I discovered friends. It just opened up a lot of doors for me, and it made me not only a different person, but I believe a better person.
Chris Shack is the subject of the documentary Bending Steel. The film will be shown at this weekend's Film Columbia Festival in Chatham on Saturday at 5:00. Chris will be giving a performance after the screening and amazing you like he did me here in the studio. And Chris, what a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
It's amazing what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate being here.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.